Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There are billions of galaxies like our own, and many are constantly creating new stars. DJ Pisano, assistant professor of physics at West Virginia University, reveals a discovery that could explain why some galaxies show no signs of slowing star production.
Imagine that you have a friend who arrives at your house after driving across the country. Her car has a full tank of gas. Since you know that a car cannot travel thousands of miles without refueling, you can safely assume that your friend must have refilled her gas tank during her journey. You can think the same way about the universe. Since the amount of hydrogen gas in galaxies has remained remarkably constant over the past 10 billion years, despite galaxies converting large amounts of that gas into stars, we know that galaxies must have obtained more gas from their surroundings. So far, astronomers have only been able to find about 10% of the neutral hydrogen gas that galaxies need to acquire in order to sustain continued star formation and maintain their full tank of gas. Where is the missing gas? One possibility is that the hydrogen gas is so faint and diffuse that it has been missed in past surveys. This gas is predicted by current theories to be distributed in filamentary structures that feed the gas onto galaxies. Using the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, my collaborators and I are looking for these structures. In a recent study of two galaxies, we find that both galaxies have some diffuse gas extending from their disks, but one appears to have a diffuse hydrogen filament that connects it with a couple of nearby galaxies. This filament may be the debris from a past close encounter of the galaxy with its neighbors. In this case, the filament should also contain stars. Alternatively, this filament may represent material falling onto the galaxy from intergalactic space, in which case such features should be common around other galaxies as well. We are now working to test both possibilities and unravel the mystery of where galaxies get their gas.
That was DJ Pisano of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. 'Cause we are